The Womanity Project. Let's talk about gender. Genders. Gender? Gender equality. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Womanity Project live. I'm Aurélie Harp.
And I'm Celine Rosenthal, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes. So, we were supposed to talk about women in sports, and we will.
We will, we promise.
Promise, because we have the episode already ready and everything. But the recent commigate on Weiner's emails and the possible...
Weiner's emails. Oh, it is Weiner.
It is Weiner.
Like, I think so.
It's a Weiner. It's a Weiner. It's a Weiner. Weiner's emails and the possible link to Hillary made us react. We are 5 days away from the U.S. presidential election, and today we decided to have a special pre-election episode.
Yes, because it's not every day that a female candidate is leading in the polls, and surely anybody who's ever listened to this podcast us on the radio knows that we can't wait for Hillary to make history.
Yeah, although I am so nervous because you can see on the polls right now, it's like, who is going to win? Like, Trump is coming up. Like, I'm so sick and anxious with this election. It really does affect my mood. We were talking about that with Celine when we entered. Like, both of us, I don't know how you feel, people, but feeling depressed, anxious.
There's a lot of tension. It feels like this is a big turning point for the direction of our country. And it feels like there's sometimes not a light at the end of the tunnel. I understand. A lot of my friends have been expressing to me that they're deeply, deeply upset in these past weeks.
Yeah, and as if like everybody was sort of divided and anxious and worried, and even kids are worried.
Yes, and as you'll hear later, we've started to talking to some of the kids in our lives about how they're feeling and what they're perceiving through this election. Because, you know, as much as we try to shield the children from what's going on, they're hearing us talk as adults. They're hearing things on the radio and on television. And a lot of them I've heard talking about being afraid. And I'm not sure if you've heard about this other frightening storm, if you will, that's been happening on Twitter. Apparently, a little boy decided to dress as Hillary for Halloween. A mother from Brooklyn shared a picture on Twitter of her 8-year-old son in his Halloween costume, dressed up as Hillary Clinton. And the reactions were some obviously supportive and some were kind of hateful and really upsetting.
I have to say, like, when you talked to me about this story and I looked online and everything, I was like, what is going on?
And apparently the mother first pitched the costume to her 5-year-old daughter, and her daughter turned it down flat. And her son was the one who declared, well, someone's got to be Hillary. What's wrong with that? Seriously.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? But that's where the internet went crazy. The mother posted the picture. And of course, a lot of people thought it was funny. It was cool. It was good parenting. Others took the opportunity not only to air their political views, but to criticize the idea that a boy could dress as a... what is the word I'm looking for? Can I say powerful woman?
Right. I think that's how... there is something kind of wonderful that for a Halloween costume, that there's a little boy out there who's interested in dressing as a woman of power.
Exactly. And like, I mean, if it was the opposite, a girl like dressed up as a Abraham Lincoln, nobody would say anything but bravo.
At least we hope so. You never know. You never know, Aurélie. This is America. You never know.
That's true. Like, oh my God, I'm trying to be optimistic here. But should we read some of the tweets?
Yeah, I think that it would be interesting. We have this is, I think, gender neutral stick.
Yeah.
is the one who posted this. Do you want to read this one, Aurélie?
Oh yeah. So to the mother, Deborah's Gar. Good parenting is using kid as political prop and ignoring his well being? No. That's disgusting parenting. Abuse.
And it seems that we've also got other folks saying things like embarrassing. And, hey, look, a nominee for most pathetic mom in America. That's cruel.
And my favorite was, I really felt Trump was talking here. Like, he was the one saying to the mother, you should be arrested. Really? For posting a picture of your son wearing a Hillary's costume for Halloween?
Also, I mean, and to say, too, that, you know, I've seen other Halloween costumes of children that have been up, and I would say that the ones where the children are walking around wearing practically nothing, the ones where children are exposed and it essentially looks like child pornography, I think that it's interesting that that doesn't seem to cause any sort of a blip on Twitter. But, you know, a little boy dressed in a sensible pantsuit, that seems to be the end of the world. It's just, you know, it's interesting.
And when you look at all the negative tweets, not to make a generalization, but strangely enough, most came from men. And, you
really?
Know, yeah, like I was really scanning everything. Of course, some women as well were reacting, let's be honest. But really having the feeling, and again, that is an assumption, but of this population of these 35 years old over, you know, white, angry men that is so afraid to disappear and so angry. I don't know.
Mm. This internet trolling issue, I don't know if you've seen recently on South Park, they've started to really take on the issue. It's allowed for some true cowardice, I think, in that when you don't have to have your face behind the words that you're saying, it gives you this license to be far crueler.
Absolutely.
Than I think you would ever be in life.
That's for sure. And I would say, to go even further, we can see misogyny coming back big time.
Yeah, like, misogyny, yes.
Yeah, misogyny. Thank you for correcting my image. Every time a woman speaks up on Twitter or writes something up and speak up, you have this storm of insult to scare us up. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, oh my God, you're not allowed to speak up.
Right. And I mean, not to digress further, but I have friends who write for certain television shows that deal with sexually sensitive topics. And they've gotten rape threats and death threats via Twitter. It's truly frightening. It's frightening. It and is. There seems to be no clear way to prosecute or to protect people from these kind of, because you never know who's going to actually follow through. And so they live in fear. It's terrifying.
It is.
But, you know, back to this event, which is kind of a level down. It's odd to me that I'm not even sure what was most objectionable, that we had a boy dressing in women's clothing or that we had a child engaging in something that was political. I'm not even sure at this point, because it devolved so quickly.
And I think you're absolutely right. And this election for that is very interesting. Is there is the question of genders. Mm-hmm. Really at the core of the election is all this thing about, first of all, can a woman be a leader and at the top of the country, which we thought would be, yeah, right? I mean, it's possible. Everything is possible in America, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But I think that it's been curious that this election in particular, and maybe this is also just because I've reached an age where I am more aware during this election than I have been in previous years because I'm more of an adult. I think that it's odd that rather than there being a firestorm over candidates talking about specific issues, we find that what's in the news about our presidential candidates is the pussy grabbing incident or, you know, the emails, which I'm sure that you, as somebody who came, is it the same in France? Like, I mean, or is it truly just American politics that seem to be this embarrassing?
It's a difficult question, because I do think that unfortunately the trend is becoming global. And but I never felt, and when I say that, it's I'm conscious of my subjectivity, but never felt being so much in a soap opera.
Yes.
I feel like it's one bad episode after another one, and you're like, oh, cliffhanger. She's back with the email. And you're like, what?
Well, and actually, I think it was Bill Maher who had something to say about that. So why don't we play that clip now? Let's see.
Let's do that.
Did you see what happened today? Okay, the FBI, if you didn't know, this was all over the news today. Giant story. The FBI found some more Hillary emails. So they're reopening the investigation. Great, huh? Hillary's emails are like unreleased Tupac songs. Just when you think they have them all, they found a few more. And you'll never believe where they found these new ones. On Anthony Weiner's computer. But, you know, this is the world we live in now. Hillary Clinton's aides... estranged husband is a freak, so we get to read Hillary Clinton's emails. I wish Hillary would send a text to Donald Trump. Maybe then we would see his taxes. And And, you know, we don't know what is in these emails. Maybe nothing. I mean, it's so ironic. Wiener's one excuse when he was just texting was he never actually fucked anyone. Well, now he has. Planet Earth. So once again, Hillary's political fortunes are driven by out-of-control cocks. Right? What? This poor woman. I mean, first it was her husband, then it was Donald Trump's, and now it's Anthony Weiner's. Or what she calls them, my basket of deplorable horn dogs. So you know what? I don't know what they're going to find, and I don't care. She's got a server in her basement. I don't care if she's got JonBenet Ramsey in her basement. I'm still not voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, Hillary, we feel you, girl.
Spot on, Bill Maher. All this Comey thing is, it's really an example of how some people would do anything to not have a woman in power.
Mm.
And you know, like, even Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, right? She's mm-hmm. the former prosecutor, judge, and Republican elected official from the state of New York. Right?
Right, she's a Republican. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and she's a TV host, the show Justice on Fox.
Right, she's a legal analyst, correct.
Absolutely. Yes. And even her on Saturday, hear what she had to say in her opening statement.
FBI Director Jim Comey's announcement yesterday that he would again look into Hillary Clinton's emails after he announced on July 5th the conclusion of that very investigation, saying no reasonable prosecutor would indict 11 days before one of the most hotly contested presidential elections of our time, both disgraces and politicizes the FBI and is symptomatic of all that is wrong in Washington. Now, you know I support Donald Trump and I want him to win. But whether it's Hillary Clinton or anyone else, Comey's actions violate not only long-standing Justice Department policy, the directive of the person that he works under, the Attorney General, but even more important, the most fundamental rules of fairness and impartiality. 10 years ago, when I was the Republican conservative candidate for New York Attorney General, in the home stretch of a statewide campaign, the Justice Department and the FBI violated their own policy against making public statements that would affect an election and announced to the press that they were opening an investigation of me. It was mean-spirited, and of course, nothing came of it, except the adverse publicity cost me at the polls. What was done to me in 2006 was wrong. And what happened to Hillary Clinton yesterday was equally wrong. And that's my open. Tell me what you think on my Facebook page or Twitter. Hashtag Judge Jeanine.
And as you can imagine, that statement did not really please so much her fans.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, she herself was also a victim of this kind of gender bias attack, I believe. So I think she can understand.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a little break. And in the meantime, we'll leave you with the remix of Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton's now famous They Go Low,
We Go High.
They go low, you go high. They go low. Okay.
They go low, you go high. They go low.
They go low, you go high. They go low.
Okay.
They go low, you go high.
They go low.
They go low, you go high. They go low,
you go high.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low.
Okay.
Word is your bond.
Word is your bond.
Do what you say you're gonna do.
Do what you say.
Work hard, learn hard.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low.
Okay.
They go Okay.
They go low, you go high.
They go low.
They go low.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Grabbing by the pussy.
Hard.
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 Woo. Woo. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Woo. Woo. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Grabbing by the pussy.
Hard.
Grabbing by the pussy.
Hard.
Grabbing by the pussy.
Hard.
Grabbing by the pussy.
They go low, you go high. They go low,
okay.
They go low, we go high.
They go low,
woo. They go low,
we go high.
They go low,
okay.
They go low,
you go high.
They go low,
woo.
Woo, and we're back. You are listening to The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn.
And so, as we mentioned today, we decided to talk to some kids and ask them what they've been thinking and feeling about this presidential election.
Well, I'm kind of worried.
Why are you worried?
Like, what if, Donald Trump wins? Well, I'm worried about, I don't want Donald Trump to ruin this country.
And what do you think he would ruin the country?
Like, what he says, and dude, you're an idiot. You think you can build a wall around the whole United States of America? That's impossible. It would take, everyone in the state, in every state, to do it. And, where would you put it? You wouldn't put it on the beaches. It's dumb.
But can I ask you, where did you hear all about that?
About what?
That, the wall and everything.
Gigi,
your grandma?
Yeah.
She told me
you would... she did. She still votes for him, which I do not support.
So, Jojo, what about you? What do you think of the election?
I'm going to go get this rabbit. I'm a little bit worried.
Why are you worried?
I don't want Donald Trump to win, because I want Hillary to win.
What about Hillary? What do you like or not like about Hillary?
Well, what I don't like about Hillary is something weird is if she votes against someone who's going to be president, why would she try to work for him after?
Oh, okay. So do you think it's weird? Why do you think that's weird?
I think
weird?
It's kind of weird. You are working for your rival.
Okay.
That'd be kind of weird.
True, but Hillary and Obama were both Democrats, right?
Yeah.
And remember, it's
why would she not vote for the Democrat?
She did vote for the Democrat. She voted for Obama.
Really?
She fought, yeah. So, some would say it's weird. Some other would say, well, it's brave.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
She's more better than Donald Trump.
Why?
Donald Trump's...
Let your sister talk. It's important
Donald
she can
Trump's
talk.
Donald Trump's bad and mean.
Why?
Now may I talk?
No. She didn't finish her point.
Why? He's trying to rule the world.
Uh-huh.
And be president. I don't like that.
Oh, if only the presidential candidates were in your kitchen. Nope. You don't talk. You let her finish her point.
Exactly. Have you seen that already at this age?
Right. It already starts to happen.
No, but what I appreciate as well is to see, because it's like this in a family, when I'm really trying to be open about how I feel, how I think, and my husband the same, but as well to let the other members of the family talk and to see what kids...
what they pick up. I mean,
exactly.
That's correct. I mean, you know, in a lot of families, there are supporters of both sides. And I think that it's curious to hear kind of what kids take away from all of that. You know, I think that it's really interesting. And we didn't just talk to Aurelie's kids.
No.
We also have, I believe his name is Oscar.
Yes.
Correct. And how old is Oscar? Do we know?
He's eight.
He's eight. All right. Let's listen to Oscar.
6 days. How do you feel about the election? What do you mean by how do I feel about it?
Like, what do you think? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling sort of intense because it's, like, it's a close match.
Okay.
And, like, it's been going, like, one goes up, one goes down, and then it goes... It's been really shifty, so I'm pretty excited.
Okay. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I don't feel like he's a mean guy. I don't feel like he's just like plain bad guy. I just don't think he's a good guy to be a president or like with the entire United States in his hands.
Okay. How do you feel about Hillary Clinton?
I really like her, how she's standing up for a woman and what she's doing and for children and everything. I really like Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Who do you think should be president?
Hillary.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh.
No, but I'm so surprised to see as well how kids are articulate.
Yes, I'm surprised as well. I think I'm also kind of delighted to hear little boys reacting so positively to the idea of a woman being in charge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that that's really heartening. And what kind of a show would it be if we didn't also hear from a little girl? So next we have her name is Alona. And how old is she?
She's eight as well.
She's eight as well. All right, so let's take a listen to Alona.
The presidential election is in 6 days. How do you feel about the presidential election?
I don't know why I'm saying this, but I sort of feel embarrassed for Donald Trump because he's embarrassing himself in front of all the crowds. I've been watching TV, and then there's like something caught on tape, and then it says that he's embarrassing himself, and I don't think it's good.
Mm. All right, next question. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
I feel like he's embarrassing himself in front of hundreds of people, and I don't feel like he's feeling it. I feel like he's just feeling like it's actually the right thing when it's not.
What's not the right thing?
What he's saying.
Okay. How do you feel about Hillary?
I feel like lots of people didn't want to vote for her because they wanted Bernie. But I think instead of Donald Trump, she would be much better.
And who do you think should be president?
Hillary, definitely.
Ah, oh, I love the absolute, like, Hillary, definitely.
Well, I think we've learned a couple of things. Number one, that the youth of America seems to be Democrat. That's adorable.
At least our youth.
Right, exactly. At least the youth in Brooklyn. You know, obviously a small microcosm. But I thought that was really interesting listening to Alona speak. It didn't sound like she fully grasped at 8 years old what exactly was, quote, embarrassing about what Donald Trump was doing. But she did grasp that it was embarrassing, that somebody who was potentially going to be the leader of her country wasn't being perceived as someone to be respected at large and in the greater world. And she seemed really concerned about that, which, I mean, especially eight-year-old girls about to enter into that glorious middle school age. If there's one thing that you understand, it's that fear of embarrassment. So
no, absolutely. And I love the fact that it's like, I begin to really feel embarrassed for him because he doesn't even realize it. It's
like, I know. Well, and it was... At least I think that it was interesting to hear that a number of, actually all the kids that we talked to articulated that they don't think that, they didn't get the sense that Donald Trump was necessarily a bad person. They just were nervous about the idea of somebody that volatile, not using that word, obviously, being in charge of the country. I think that's, I mean, curious for somebody who's only 8 years old to perceive that.
Yeah, and it's true, like, again, you can tell, like, because I've been to many schools, like, talking to kids and so on, it's definitely Brooklyn, the overall feeling is, like, no Trump. But they are, I could see as well that the older the kids get, the more mature they are in their, you know, thinking and trying to respect the fact that other people can feel different, but just, again, to say, being president is a serious job.
Yeah.
So choose wisely.
Indeed, indeed. And I would be, you know, I would really truly be fascinated to hear from kids in other parts of the country about what they're feeling and what they're exposed to, because I can imagine, I think that what I've perceived is, regardless of particular political siding or opinion, that the youth of our country has at least perceived the fear and tension that we're all experiencing with an uncertain future.
Absolutely. But maybe that's a good idea for the next show, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea for the next show.
And go like, so you, we have, it's time to wrap up. So you've been listening to The Womanity Project on Radio Free Brooklyn.
And our question for you this week, are you going to make history with your vote? Tell us about your voting experience. So you can like us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Womanity Project. You can support us and sponsor us on our page, radiofreebrooklyn.com/show/the-womanity-project. Special thanks to Cammy and JoJo Harp, Oscar Laude,
absolutely, Alona Friedman,
Lizzie Hagstedt, and of course, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Tune in next week, The Womanity Project, on Radio Free Brooklyn every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
And dear listeners, we're airing one of your requested power songs to close out our show. This song was submitted by Pascal Setbon. Mm-hmm. Where is the Love? By the Black Eyed Peas. Au revoir tout le monde.
À la semaine prochaine. Bye.
Trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach?